From iHeart Podcasts, Supreme, The Battle for Roe, tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case Roe v. Wade. Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington.
We're challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
Listen to the podcast Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeart Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have been geeked for ESPN's College Game Day. When the announcement came down, I can't tell you how many people forwarded me the video that came out. Duke is excited. We already talked to one of their players, a defensive tackle today, who's excited to showcase Duke football. And we are glad they made that decision. Bob Wiseman from ESPN, Deputy Directory. I made up a word. Deputy Director of Athletics and Operations. He joins us on the Adam Gold Show. Congratulations on you personally making a great decision.
Thank you, Adam. We are, as you said, incredibly excited to showcase Duke University, Duke Athletics, and Duke football. Couldn't be more excited for Saturday to get here.
I mean, obviously that 4-0 is the reason that the Blue Devils are here. Or that College Game Day is here, and obviously had it not featured the win over Clemson, which opened up a lot of eyes, had that opener been, I don't know, North Carolina Central, not to bash my my friends over in Eagle Nation, but if it wasn't a high-profile win on ESPN that night, we probably still wouldn't be here. How long in advance was this kind of on the radar?
Yeah, I mean, reality is we talk about it every year, mainly because of the location, which I'm sure we'll talk about, that will hold game day on Saturday. But outside of that, we really started to kind of put it on the radar about after we became 3-0. I had some initial discussions internally just to firm up what we've been talking about in prep for the year and the years prior, and then reached out to our friends at ESPN to start some conversations with them and make sure that our thoughts were similar to their thoughts, and that came to fruition. About middle of last week, we got notification from them. We were on the short list, and that's when everything really started to take off from a planning perspective to try to make this happen.
So where is the set going to be? I mean, that area, that part overlooking Wallace Wade, with Cameron Indoor Stadium to the rear, and all of those the buildings that have been renovated and everything. It's a really cool spot. Where is the main set going to be?
So we are actually going to be on campus in front of the Duke Chapel on Able Quad. You know, a gathering place for many administrative buildings, classroom buildings, dorms. We could fit a significant amount of people in the area, and what an iconic and scenic overlook to have the Duke Chapel and kind of one of the images for the university for really in its entirety. So we are incredibly excited about that opportunity to be centralized within our campus, to have the ability to showcase, you know, early in the day on Saturday, what is Duke University as a whole. In this community that we live and thrive in, and then in the evening to be able to showcase the best of Duke athletics and Duke football in Brooksfield at Wallace Wade Stadium.
Last week, College Game Day was at Notre Dame. They were in South Bend, and they were right in front of Touchdown Jesus. So is getting it in front of the Duke Chapel, is this kind of we're trying to one-up Notre Dame? Is that the whole thing?
Absolutely not. You know, we... For us, it's you know, all about our story, and you know, we believe firmly in the best of both worlds, as an athletic mission at the highest level and an academic mission at the highest level. So, you know, we try to focus on ourselves and you know, not worry about them too much. But
Bob Wiseman, Deputy Director of Athletics and Operations over at Duke. All right, so this whole process, how long does it take to put the logistics together? I'm sure ESPN's already here setting up, but how long does it take all of this to come together?
Yeah, so in reality, we started conversations last Wednesday, real high-level conversations, and then Saturday evening, really around halftime, third quarter of our game is when we started getting an inkling that this was actually going to happen as we're watching the other games on the short list around the country. And then as quickly as Saturday evening, we were putting things into the works. ESPN was on site on Sunday to do their final site walk and planning logistics. And then the first equipment rolled the site on Tuesday. So we have some deliveries yesterday, and it is a madhouse right now with the remainder of all their trucks and equipment getting to site right now. They started at about 6:30 this morning, and will go to 7:30 tonight, and then rinse and repeat tomorrow until everything is built and set up, and then they'll start some of their live shots on Friday morning.
How many trucks?
That's a loaded question. They keep coming out of the woodworks here. Right now, so far, we have seven full-size tractor trailers that have been on site. We probably expect another two or three more over the next couple of days as well, too.
Wow. Are they all parked? I mean, is it blocking the view from your office? Is John Shire's office impeded? Does he have a view of Kayville? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, the good news is we're on campus. So the beauty of, if you've been on Duke's campus, the beauty of driving up to the chapel on Chapel Drive is we have a nice long area to get them staged and some roadways nearby that we can get them parked. So thankfully, very smooth, a lot of traffic. There's been a lot of construction in the Able Quad area. So we got that wrapping up and clearing out. We got game day loading in, and then, you know, we got to keep the buses and the kids going to class. So it's a vibrant, active, busy area right now.
It's funny. After the Clemson win, I really just joked about it. And I'm not in any way trying to goof around and take I planted the seed. But after the Clemson win, I looked at the schedule. I'm like, well, Lafayette, okay. Northwestern isn't any good. Duke is obviously very good. They just didn't beat Clemson. They looked like they were as good as Clemson, and that's a different animal. And then, like, I don't know, man, they beat Connecticut. I wouldn't be surprised if College Game Day were here. I'm sure you sort of did something similar, maybe not with College Game Day, but looking ahead. How hard was it to kind of keep it all secret while it was going on?
Frankly, we're pretty good at that. You know, whether that's football, basketball, or any other sports or anything that we're planning, I think it's important to let things come out the way they're announced. I mean, there's a reason for why organizations like ESPN and college football have these things announced this way, to create the excitement and the buzz around them. So that was really important to us, honestly. We were very much like you. We spent some time in the summer talking about it, getting some initial plans, having conversations with our campus partners. But after that went over Clemson and looking at the schedule, you never want to obviously assume anything on the field because crazy things can happen. But it really started becoming a reality to us, especially as we watched Notre Dame and how successful they were being. And then obviously there was a lot of variables, going back to back private institutions, Notre Dame, Duke was something we were watching closely. And the fact that they were at Notre Dame last week, did that impact where we're at? And then you look around the country too. I mean, a lot of things have to fall right. Right. So it was hard because of the excitement level, but it wasn't because it's the right thing to do. And the other part is you really don't know, because there are so many variables. And right now, I think Duke football is the story, and what Coach Elko and the squad has done, both on and off the field, I think speaks for itself. So excited for it to get here.
See, here I'm just putting myself in your position, and when stuff like this, no, not that College Game Day has ever come to my house, but when cool things are about to, if I think there's a chance, like. I tell my wife. I might, and who knows what happens after that. I'm not saying my wife would blab, but you tell friends or something. You had to be like, you couldn't say anything to anybody.
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day.
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
Protesters and supporters alike are lined up outside the United States Supreme Court this afternoon as a decision in the most hotly debated case in years is set to be delivered.
From iHeart Podcasts, Supreme, The Battle for Roe, tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case, Roe v. Wade.
Sir, I graduated the top quarter of my class.
We just don't have a spot for you.
Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington.
We're challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
My chief qualification being, I'm uncontroversial.
You know how we both ended up on the Supreme Court?
Politics.
Damn right.
This may be the longest of shots, but it's also the last chance for a lot of women.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
I'm trying to get you to stand for something, man. Now go to it.
Listen to Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, you get it, right? I mean, it's all speculation, right? Till you receive a phone call. I mean, even
yeah,
even
but still, I'd be crazy about the possibility.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we were sitting in a similar position to all the fans and everyone else who was, you know, just like you, speculating, thinking, believing, and that's okay. Where we were. So it wasn't that we were far off alignment in terms of that. So it's like, yeah, we can have conversations about it and we can speculate, but until that phone call comes. You know, it's not reality. So it really is. It's just saying, we don't know, you know, we don't know.
Two more things for Bob Weissman from Duke as a deputy director of athletics and operations. The first is, I know ESPN runs everything, but how many of, you know, people that work for Duke are involved in helping pull this off? Whereas this has to be pulling people from all over the place to kind of assist ESPN in this endeavor, I'm going to guess. So what has it done to your staff?
Yeah, I mean, obviously a bunch of people internally with athletics, but this is a campus-wide venture. You know, I mentioned we've been talking about this for years, and, you know, with the location of being right in the heart of campus, this is a total campus initiative. You know, as you do things on any college campus, sometimes you get resistance. Sometimes you get people bought in and wanting to help. And this has been an incredible experience from top to bottom. Our university is really excited and really bought in. So just to give you a sense, we do an operations call once we kind of get logistics dialed in, just to present it to everybody. And we had over 200 people last night on our final planning call. And so that gives you a good sense of just the base people from this university that are dialed in to make sure this goes as smoothly as possible. And also, so we have a great, safe experience come Saturday.
All right, who is going to be the celebrity guest picker?
That's outside my wheelhouse. I can easily answer that one without lying to you. I do not know. So.
Well, you know, I'm pretty good at picking games. If they want to call me, I'll make time.
That's fair. I think you've earned it.
Bob, I thank you very much. I appreciate it, man. Have a blast. And will they come back when Duke's like 9-0 or whatever?
Let's hope so. Let's hope it's so special and the energy is at an extreme level. And hopefully the boys get it done on Saturday night. Really, really appreciate your time today and letting us be on here. And go Duke.
From iHeart Podcasts, Supreme, The Battle for Roe, tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case Roe v. Wade. Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington.
We're challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
Listen to the podcast Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.